Listeners, Wagwan. Thank you for joining us on our first episode of Affiwiting, the Jamaican show on The Rock 98.5. Today we are focusing on the Jamaican-Canadian experience. For many Jamaicans who migrate to the true north, the experience is different. But one thing Jamaicans look forward to and then dislike, and that is, can you guess it? Can you guess? Winter, snow, ice. Cold. Oh my lord. However, Jamaicans year after year have been able to successfully make the transition. But what is the transition like? How do we assimilate? How do we become residents of Canada? All these crazy questions going around in our head. Just want to tell you a little bit about the show. We are based in Yorkton, Saskatchewan, and it's called Affiwiting. It's a one-hour cultural-based radio show. It will be aired on The Rock 98.5. It will feature a little bit of talk, a little bit of travel discussion, some Jamaican politics, some sports, community programs, and we'll also have news and entertainment, and of course, music, 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 food for the soul. We saw the opportunity to start the Jamaican show in Yorkton based on the growing Jamaican population in Yorkton and the Parkland area. Over the years, we've seen quite a few Jamaican families coming, and I know a lot of people might not be aware of this side of Canada. People tend to not know that we exist, but yes, this is Canada. We are in Canada. And yes, Jamaicans can be found everywhere, and we are here in full force. And we also wanted to look at cultural retention for children born in Yorkton to Jamaican parents. There are children who migrate here with their parents when they're quite young, and there are kids that are born here to Jamaican parents. And as much as we like, they still won't have the experience that we had growing up. They won't have the type of games and the type of challenges. So we're hoping that this show will be able to provide some of these for our kids. So from time to time, we'll probably bring on some Miss Lou poems and stories. We'll feature some games and some songs that we used to do as a child so that our children would be able to know and to hear what we heard and what we did while we were children. And we also wanted to look at other groups who might be interested, other cultural groups who might be interested in Jamaican culture, because we are a diverse population and it doesn't hurt to know a little bit about somebody else's culture, right? So why not use Affiwiting to do that? Also, another opportunity is, you live in Yorkton, now what? What do you do? What's there for a Jamaican? How can a Jamaican access resources? We hope this show will be able to provide that for you as well. But for this episode, we will focus on one Jamaican who has left his mark and a gripping story from a Jamaican who migrated a few years ago. We will also speak to a travel agent to help Canadians who might be interested in visiting our lovely island. Of course, there will be some news bites of Wataguana Yard, and we are going to play some Jamaican music. In 2012, former Canadian Prime Minister, the Right Honourable Stephen Harper, marked 50 years at the Jamaican-Canadian Centre in Toronto. He hailed the contributions of at least one Jamaican immigrant to Canada's development. He was attorney at law Robert Sutherland, who established his legal practice during the 19th century. The Prime Minister said Sutherland, who was born in Jamaica during the 1830s, immigrated to Canada where he attended Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. There, he studied law and earned the distinction of being the first black person to graduate from a Canadian university and qualify to practice law. Mr. Harper said Sutherland gained an estate worth $12,000 Canadian, which he bequeathed to Queen's University, which was experiencing financial challenges at the time. The Prime Minister said the money, which was presented to the university following Sutherland's passing, was able to fulfill the institution's operating budget for an entire academic year. many other Jamaicans after making the life-changing decision to move here have made meaningful contributions to the development of Canada. Can you understand? Meaningful contributions, which means we don't come here and just relax. Oh, they are firing now. McQuaid, relax. We come here and we work hard and we raise our children and we try to adapt to the Canadian culture and to the Canadian lifestyle. Sounds good? Sounds good. Okay, listeners, we're going to take a break. See you on the other side of these commercials.
Set the mood for me to all a different energy. I'm loving how the music sounds. You said the woman and my dem we are bring. Hey, chimney. Give me a little one drop. Make the bass line roll and catch. I'm in love how the rhythm just a tap. Me, I'm a woman, I rock. So do, no problem. Yo, nobody like a buffet. No need mugging. Good vibes in the place. No one watching. Long time, so we no feel like this. Yeah, me like this. The bean well clean, so fresh. Oh, yes. So blessed. Give me a little one job. Make the bass line roll non-stop. Me love how the rhythm just a tap. Me, I'm a woman, I rock. Give me a little one. I make we couple up and all our wine non-stop. It's like the drum and the bass line. The outfit to hold your wine up your waistline. On it, me make one stop. For just one drop of your love. To hold your hat, me up a strap with lyrics. Give me the words and the melody to sing it. To make one stop, one drop of your love. Oh, one drop. Slide roll non-stop. I'm in love for the music I tap. Me, I'm a woman, I rock. Give me a little one job. Job. Come make me couple of fun. Couple of fun. All of fun non-stop. It's not a thing called Jim Records. Present a thing called One Job for you and yours. Special request to all the nice and decent people. Wow, baby. Advice of God, that's why they sing it, sing it, represent it.
Oh, what a night, what a night, what a night. Oh gosh, what a night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. You feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances on the chin, I wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Whoa-oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind. Don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, what a vibe. What a vibe, what a vibe. for a night. Oh, yeah. I'd love to wipe the sweat off of your face, but it looks so good I might have to replace. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone until you say I need time to go home. Oh, 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 wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're here alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind, don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when I'm wrapped up in your arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good, yes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes. What a sweet, sweet night, full of vibes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes. What a night, yeah.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshining day. It's gonna be a bright sunshining day. Oh yes, I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Look all around, there's nothing but blue skies. Look straight ahead, there's nothing but blue
thank you for joining us on our first episode of A Fiwi Ting, the Jamaican show on The Rock 98.5. I have in studio with me Sherry Grunert from Marlin Travel, and she's here to help us connect the dots on the Jamaican-Canadian experience. Based on several conversations that I have had with Canadians, it's safe to say that Jamaica is a very popular destination. But there are so many untapped treasures on the island for the experienced traveler as well as a newbie. So Sherry is here to help. And my first question to Sherry would be, how long have you been a travel agent?
For too long.
For too long.
38 years at least, when I was a baby.
That means that you know what you're talking about. That's what I take from you saying for far too long. Okay. So have you ever visited Jamaica?
I have. Yes, I've been at least 4 times to Jamaica. It was wonderful.
Do you remember which areas you visited?
I've been to Ocho Rios, Negril, Montego Bay, and off of a cruise ship in the port of Falmouth.
Falmouth. Okay, that's in Trelawney. So what was your overall experience like? Not as a travel agent, but as a traveler visiting these different parts of the country.
It was wonderful. I love the people, the music, the food.
Oh, the food.
Yes, the food, the temperature in the winter. It's so nice there.
Yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Yes. The temperature and the food. A lot of people have asked me, why would you move to Yorkton in Saskatchewan? And I still haven't found a good enough answer. But every time I'm here and every time I go home, I know I miss the food, the dumpling, the jackfruit, the patty.
The
you did mention the patty.
The patties. Mm-hmm. They're so good.
Are you a beef patty person or a chicken patty
chicken.
Person?
Chicken.
Oh, yes. Chicken patty. Have you ever had it with cheese?
I don't think so. No, I didn't.
Okay, that's a little bit extreme. I've had it with cheese, and I know a lot of Jamaicans have had it with cheese. So the next time you have chicken patty, mm-hmm. make sure you try it with cheese.
Okay.
Okay, back to traveling. I know you work at Marlin Travel. Do you get many requests for travel packages to Jamaica?
Yes, we send lots of people to Jamaica every winter, mainly, you know, because people like to get away when it's cold here. So Jamaica is a hot destination.
A hot destination. Oh, mm-hmm. I like it. I like it a lot. Do you find any turnoffs that they might communicate to you in terms of going there? It is a hot destination, but what are some of the issues that they might have them thinking, should I go to Jamaica?
Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of fear last year because of the, I think there was a shooting in Montego Bay, and so there was added security with the army, and people were a little bit uncomfortable. But, you know, they went, and they said, the people that went said they felt so safe with all of the checkpoints that were in place, and I've never felt unsafe in Jamaica.
Okay. It's good that you pointed that out, because a lot of times we'll take one issue that we hear from a specific country and say, oh, I'm not going there. But with every country, you have certain areas that a local will probably say, don't travel there. But I find that if you have a package booked through an agent like you from Marlin Travel, and you have everything secure, and once you get to the resorts are very diligent in terms of keeping their guests safe. I mm-hmm. must say I am able to confirm that. When would you say is the most economical time to travel to Jamaica?
Probably a little bit in the fall, maybe November, early December would be the most economical, or even April a little bit. But our peak season, January, February, March, is probably the most expensive time, but it's the time that Canadians like to go south.
And do you find that Canadians are putting in enough leeway or enough time prior to traveling, or are they coming last minute and say, oh, I want to travel in 2 months to Jamaica? Do you find that they're planning ahead for more months in terms of getting it the best rates?
Yeah, I think so. I think people usually plan 4 to 6 months ahead. We get some last minute bookings in January because it is, you know, a storm might hit and then we need to get out of here.
I need to go.
Yes, we need beaches and sun. But no, mostly people think ahead, I think, because it is a large purchase,
yeah.
And you have to plan for that.
So would you say 4 to 6 months then would be an ideal time frame before you plan to travel?
Yes, I think so. for any time other than the school break or Easter, February, middle of February, people need to plan a little bit farther ahead than that.
How would you describe some of the feedback from your travelers who visited Jamaica in general?
I think everybody has loved it, and mostly people like to go back again and again. You know, there's so many things to do outside of the resorts too in Jamaica. Like there's Dunn's River Falls, there's the Mystic Mountain bobsleds, there is four-wheel driving into the mountains, there's golfing. I've taken a lot of golf groups, and there's great golf courses in Jamaica. Of course, the hip strip in Montego Bay, too, is a lot of fun. That's where the clubs are and some of the nicer restaurants, too.
Okay, so let's talk money.
Mm-hmm.
How much, on average, somebody would be looking at if they want to, do you usually look at like maybe a 4-night stay, a 5-night stay?
No, people usually go for a week, seven nights or 2 weeks.
That sounds
from
good.
Here. Because the flights, if it's going to be on a nonstop flight, it only goes once a week. You can do connections through Toronto or Calgary and do shorter durations or odd durations. But if you want the nonstop flight, it's just once a week.
And how much money would you be looking at for...
That's tough. Like it could be anywhere from maybe $1,500 a person up to $3,000 a person, depending on what you want.
Okay. I'm just going to go through. I have a list here of some of the most popular destinations in Jamaica. So we have the Dunn's River Falls in St. Anne, Ocherius, Dolphin Cove in the same parish, as well as Mystic Mountain. We have Rose Hall in Montego Bay, the Bob Marley Museum in Kingston, and there's also the Hip Strip in Montego Bay as well. Is there any one particular area that has been getting high frequency in terms of your customers?
The two most popular are probably Ocherios and Negril. Negril in January because it's a little bit drier and sunnier. Ocherios can be a little bit wet in January, but people do like to go to Ocherios because there's a lot of activities outside of the resorts in that area.
Okay, perfect. Sherry, I think you've been so, so helpful in helping us to connect the Jamaican-Canadian experience. Guys, I have been speaking with Sherry Grunert from Marlin Travel, and she is there to help you. So if you decide that you want to go to Jamaica, you want help navigating which parish, which activities to do, she is definitely available to help. You can also send us your feedback. Have you traveled to Jamaica? What was your experience? Any particular area you're interested in and would like some more info, you can contact Sherry at Marlin Travel and drop us an email at afwtjamaican@gmail.com. That's afwtjamaican@gmail.com. My name is Antoinette, and thank you so much for listening.
From JA to SK by Sheena Brown. Pickney, child, get up off of the ground. Are you mad? What are you doing rolling around in the snow and let people see you? I shouted inside my head as my 10-year-old gleefully crawled, dived, and tunneled her way through the snow on the playground. My Jamaican mother sensibilities wanted to scream that this was out of order behavior. Children should have manners and not embarrass their parents. My daughter, Amara, flipped over onto her back and began working a pattern into the snow with her arms. I took one determined step forward, ready to end her fun. But then she exclaimed, "I'm making a snow angel! My first snowfall ever! Best ever! Best ever! Best ever!" Never did I expect this odd combination of emotions. My daughter's obvious joy at experiencing snow and my distress, disappointment, dissonance. Yes, my dissonance from this euphoric childhood moment. It was my first snowfall too, but I was suspicious of this cold, plenty, nuff, white stuff that just kept getting into my mouth, my nose, my hair, and running down my glasses. "Mom, Mom, Mom!" Amara jumped up. "There is so much snow. I wish we could pack it, like in a bag or a suitcase, and take some back to Jamaica." We left Jamaica with 4 suitcases. It was 20 years of working experience, 12 years of marriage, 3 university degrees, and 1 dream of better opportunities packed into those 4 bags. Now we were waiting to be cleared for travel to Canada by Jamaican immigration officials. Good afternoon. So where are you and your family traveling today? The immigration officer asked. Saskatchewan, Canada, I replied. The officer blinked, looked at me, looked at the plane ticket, and then looked back at me. Where is that? She sounded as if she wanted proof. It's in Canada, I said, one of the provinces. She was not convinced. She held my gaze, not blinking, waiting, or plane tickets firmly in her hand. Is this Saskatchewan place near Toronto? She quizzed. What the immigration officer wanted to know was, how could I be heading to a place called Saskatchewan, which is not Toronto? So I attempted to answer. Well, Saskatchewan is very far from Toronto, almost 3 hours by plane, outside of Toronto, more heading west towards Alberta. It didn't work. I gave her too much information. The extra geography seemed to confuse her. Just a minute. She stood up and motioned to a senior officer. No, I didn't mean to eavesdrop. I just happened to hear the conversation that would basically decide our fate. That lady and her family traveling to Canada. But she said that she and her family going to one place named Saskatchewan in Canada, she inquired. Yeah, man, the senior officer said. You remember Janet, husband, cousin? Yeah, her husband, cousin migrate to Canada. But didn't he go to Toronto? She asked. No, man, said the senior officer. Is the same Saskatchewan place him go and get him immigration papers for farm work. So him really live there, she asked. The senior officer laughed. Him stay there for a little while. But him said it was too damn cold and him left. You know, think of it, him living at Toronto now. I sighed as she returned her attention to me. Thank you for your time, ma'am. She stamped all four passports. Enjoy your trip. Thank you very much. I was happily surprised and then quietly whispered, thank you, Janet's husband's cousin. My thoughts now landed back onto the snowy playground in Yorkton, Saskatchewan. Hey, Mom, Amara called. Dad is here with Ayanna. I looked up to see Ayanna, my two-year-old, bursting into a full flying hug towards her sister. Mark smiled and sat down beside me. Hey, good news, he said. I got the job, starting Monday. Snowflakes could not compete with the happy tears misting up my glasses. Awesome! I hugged him tightly. We are going to do this. What a for you can be on for you. Mark called out, girls, are you ready? Let's go out and celebrate. Hey, wait! I quickly got up. I pulled my toque over my ears, zipped up my jacket, and jumped into a fresh pile of snow. I rolled over smiling. Let's make snow angels together. Best ever.
Thank you so much for your story.
Thank you. Well, it was wonderful to share it.
Always wonderful to hear that story. Your story won a competition. Please tell us which competition your story won and what motivated you to write that story.
Well, I entered this story last year in the Yorkton Story Slam in 2017. And how it's organized, you have 5 minutes to read a story. And if you're over 5 minutes, they discreetly ring a bell and tell you you're over your time. And judges give a score, hold up scorecards. And that time last year, I was declared the winner. And it was pretty good experience. And one of the things people who heard the story asked me, why did you end up writing that story?
That's what I want to know. I want to know what your motivation is, because hearing your story, I am convinced that it's probably the same for everyone who has ever decided to migrate to a new country. So what was your specific motivation?
For me, from JA to SK, so from Jamaica to Saskatchewan, the dreams, the hopes, the challenges of coming here as a newcomer. One of the first obvious things is the changes to the weather.
Oh, Jesus.
So you're dealing with snow. And here I have my daughter is playing in the snow, rolling on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I'm having two different feelings, because in Jamaica, your child doesn't roll on the ground because the ground is dirty and your clothes get dirty. But here, she's in her snow gear. She is actually fine. But it was so different for me. Yes. I am trying to understand she's enjoying this. This is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
And I think also coming here, you also realize that some parts of it is also a bit of starting over. So you're packing up your whole life into four.
Like all of it.
Four suitcases. And you're going somewhere called Saskatchewan. And that was my real experience in Jamaica, that people didn't really know where Saskatchewan was. People didn't pronounce it very well. So a lot of Jamaicans will say Toronto. People know Toronto. A lot of times, people interchangeably say Ontario and Toronto as if it's the same place.
Yes.
And people might mention Alberta, but Saskatchewan didn't factor on the map if you're saying you're going to Canada. And I think one of the things I think what comes up in terms of you want to be able to be settled into your new country. So interestingly, my husband did get a job that started the Monday morning, as said there. And it's the first step in trying to be stable in a new country, that kind of place. Okay, now I'm making a little bit of an inroad to adjusting to a new life, which is what I think is part of the dream of any newcomer, any immigrant, anybody starting over in whichever country. You want to just get that first foot in the door.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, because when we look at the idea of migrating to a new country, you're basically walking away from everything that you know, everything that is familiar. Even something as simple as coming to Canada, you have to go and do your driver's license over.
Oh, yes.
That was crazy for me. It was crazy. I'm like, I can drive? Why do I have to do another test? Like, and some people have to do it more than once. And
you because we used to drive on the left in Jamaica.
All these things that you have to do. Yeah. And you think, it's not easy. It's not easy. But we're Jamaicans and we're resilient. And whatever we set our mind to, we do it well. So we're hoping that this show will be able to provide a platform for Jamaicans to know that whatever you are experiencing, we've all experienced it at some point or the other.
It's important to share experiences. Sometimes someone could be going through something that they might feel very isolated, but hearing something could be a piece of music, a story, a anecdote, you realize, wait, we're all in this together. There is a way out of it, you know?
Okay, Sheena, that story was awesome. We're listening for your feedback, guys. So if you have something to share about your experience of coming to Canada, how was your transition? Anything that stood out for you other than winter, because it stood out for all of us, I'm sure. So anything that you have to say, just send us a word. Hit us up on Facebook. We are at Afuiting, or send us an email at afwtjamaican@gmail.com. Thank you so much. My name is Antoinette.
And this is Sheena.
See you soon. Thank you for staying with us. We will be heading into the Christian music segment, and to kick things off is the biggest song in Jamaica right now. Or should I say the biggest gospel song? As a matter of fact, it's the biggest song in Jamaica, period. And that is Glory to God by Wayne Marshall, who was a dancehall artist and earlier this year made the decision to give his life to Christ. So let's go to Glory to God by Wayne Marshall.
I'm not worthy to see your face. I try hard, but I make mistakes. You're still by my side every step that I take. Through every heartache, and you get the praise. And you are my guide, I'm a shield always. Every time me I gaze and I play hard days, you still show mercy and keep me safe. Lord, I pray, I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up. Glory to be, oh God. All powerful, omnipotent, shine down your glory, your magnificence. When you build a fence, it make all the difference. Step in on my life and take precedence. Be the captain, the pilot, the teacher. Be the head and the boss and the leader. Be my guide, my shepherd and my keeper. Beginning and the end, you are the Alpha Omega. Lord, I pray, I honor your name. Deliver your mercy whenever I fall. You
plot and scheme and try to stop me.
Stop me.
Even when them try them best to take my glory.
We must forgive those who have hurt us. Come on, people. God is love, and love covers a multitude of sin. Let love flow. Let it go. And let God arise in your hearts. Glory be to God.
Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up, glory to thee, oh God.
I said to tell you.
Sorry, man.
My friend, you're coming out. You're coming out.
God is speaking.
I see you wondering why me, in the midst of your adversity. But if you dare trust in me, I will supply all you need. I will take you over. I will take you over. I will never leave. To you I will cleave. I'm standing right there in the midst of your fear. I will be your brother, man. Stay close to me, my son. It's already done, it's already done. The victory is won, it's already done. I will not die here, even though I've cried here. The victory is won, it's already done. Ryan Mark.
I have to ask why me, why they took my family. Sometimes I don't feel like running.
Keep pressing, keep pressing. Though sometimes you don't feel like pressing. Keep your eyes on me. Will you trust in me? I will be with you to the end. It's already done. It's already done. The victory is won. It's already.
It's already done.
You're gonna get over this.
I will not die here.
Don't give up.
Even though I cry here.
With Christ,
the victory is won.
You're more than a conqueror.
It's already done.
Finish well.
With everything within me, I declare your glory. You are.
God. We enthrone you with our praises. We lift our voices and we say hallelujah. For you are God. You are Lord. And you reign forever and ever. You inhabit the praises of your people. We give you unreserved praise. We say you are Lord. You are Lord.
Time for Watagwan Dongayad. Now in this segment, I'm just going to give bits of what's happening in Jamaica. And as we say, Watagwan Dongayad. History has been created after Jamaica's reggae girls became the first Caribbean team to reach the FIFA Women's World Cup. The reggae girls achieved the feat by defeating Panama 4-2 on penalties in their third-place playoff match in Texas last week. The historic qualification to the 2019 FIFA World Cup follows the success of the reggae boys in the 1998 World Cup in France. Following the win, the reggae girls celebrated in true Jamaican style. Sprint legend Usain Bolt scored twice in his second trial match for the A-League's Central Coast Mariners to boost his chances of realizing his dream of becoming a professional footballer. The world's fastest man struck in the half period as the Mariners eased to a 4-0 win over MacArthur South West United.
Events like that happen so close together. Usain Bolt now brings it down and hits it! And the Jamaican juggernaut scores his first goal for a professional side, and that will feel like gold. It's a triple treat for the Mariners, 3-0. But what a moment for the main man tonight.
Bolt told Fox Sports that he thinks he made some slight mistakes, but he's happy to get the chance and he's proud. The Sprint King also said scoring a goal in your first proper match is a big deal.
It was a good feeling, you know what I mean? Because this is what I work towards. I try to improve myself. I try to get better, and I'm on the way in doing that.
Jamaica had its first successful liver transplant early this month at the Bustamante Children's Hospital, thanks to surgeons from Jacksonville in the United States. The patient is 13-month-old Zayden from Montego Bay, who suffers from biliary atresia, a condition in which the bile ducts in the liver are blocked. Zayden's father, Jermaine Clark, is his donor. They are both recovering. Zayden's mother, Tanila Gordon, is optimistic in the work of the surgeons.
I'm confident in them. I know that they're specialists. I know that they're really experts. And I know that they know what they're doing. So with them and God, I think everything is in the right hands.
Though the final surgery is complete, Dunn and the rest of the team will stay on the island to transform more lives. Only a few days later, the same team performed the second transplant on the island. The popular Nutribullet, which has been a favorite of Jamaican primary school children for more than 40 years, is among the food items that will soon be banned from public schools. It forms part of efforts by the government to reduce obesity levels among Jamaican children. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has also announced that there will be restrictions to the sugar content of beverages that are made available in public schools as of January 2019. Jamaica's Timeless Herbal Care has sent the first ever shipment of medical cannabis to Canada for analytical testing, marking a watershed moment that signifies growth in trade between the countries. Timeless Herbal Care shipped extracted cannabis oil to Sinfine Research, an affiliate of Toronto Research Chemicals TRC, both licensed dealers with Health Canada in mid-September. Incarcerated reggae superstar Buju Banton will reportedly be embarking on a major world tour in 2019, this following his release from prison on December 8. The tour has been dubbed Long Walk to Freedom. Donovan Germain, the artist's close friend and former manager, said Buju Banton's first performance will be in Jamaica. And finally, six brave new Canadians took the citizenship oath more than 300 meters off the ground recently. They ventured out on the CN Tower Edgewalk, an experience that had never been done before in the history of the citizenship oath in Canada. The participants were suspended by two cables high above the city of Toronto and walked all the way around the outside observation deck. The participants included new Canadians from Armenia, Iraq, India, the Philippines, Ukraine, and of course, Jamaica. They said they were happy and proud to finally become Canadians and contribute to the Canadian society. The event was done as part of Citizenship Week, which was October 8 to 14. And that's it for Watagwan Dongayad.
Just You're still taking what's not yours. Greedy though you got more. Switching on me now, snitching on me now. Picking up dirty attitudes. What's your future then? I'm not sure. Now you lurk on every corner, trying to make a dollar from them quarters. Thought you were my friend, giving helping hand. Proved to be my enemy. You can't even trust anyone. I've got to take myself away from all these things that hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. Waste no time on you. Not behaving yourself up in a crime on you. Now there's a fine on you. Now tell me what you're gonna do. Willing to help but not to win you the same. Stupid things you do, I just can't believe. Seems you don't know what you really need. Take it, remember life carries its own speed. I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it to generate you? To do the bad things I do, I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you don't want nothing good for real. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering. Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
The world is getting dangerous. Sickness and disease are very contagious. All these bad things happening just ain't for us. God help us out, can you pray for us?
I've got to protect my life. I've got to love myself. My heart cries within me. Love and respect, that's what you should be giving me. When you hate each other, you don't know what you're doing to me. If I allow this corruption, it's only ruining me. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I was there to motivate you. Seems you don't appreciate it. What is it to generate you? To do the bad things I do, I really hate it. I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
I've got to take myself away from all these things that's hurting me. I've got to make my life suffering.
Seems you don't want nothing good for real.
To make the move with me anytime. had to think quickly. Cause her man, his face was looking oh so mean. Yes, if any time he could create a scene. So gently I pushed her away. Ooh, ooh, he wants to spoil the play. He's standing in my way.
Listeners, if you are a Jamaican, it has been my pleasure to remind you of home. And if you are not, it has also been my pleasure sharing a little bit of my island with you. You can listen to a repeat of the show tomorrow at 9 p.m. I invite you to join me on our next episode, which will be the third Sunday in November at 7 p.m. I would love to have your feedback and music request at afwtjamaican@gmail.com or on Facebook at A Fooey Ting. In Jamaica, we say, walk good.
Oh, one thing me, I beg you do. And I said, smile, yeah, smile, smile for me, Jamaica.